Wendy, you just said something about our next guest, Tim Kavanaugh, that is so true. Tim has the most winning smile of any guest we've ever had. What a smile on you, Tim.
Which is awesome for radio. Stuff like that.
People
but just
tell.
Imagine, as you're listening to this voice,
yeah.
that there's a really cool smile that's attached to it.
You mm-hmm. are always smiling. So either you're always up to something or you're just happy.
No. There's no ulterior motives behind this smile.
Right.
I'm just happy.
You're in a good mood.
I'm happy to see you guys.
Well, we're happy to see you, right?
I mean, this is awesome.
You're in our top 30 favorite guests.
Fantastic.
Isn't that great?
A compliment.
That
kind
is a compliment.
Of.
We have hundreds of guests.
We don't really.
30. No, you know what? If I can make your top 100,
yeah,
I'm happy.
You're way in the top 100. Yeah. Top 30.
Tom Mulcaitis, where's he?
16. It's pretty
okay,
good. Isn't
okay.
It?
Okay, so he's in the top 30 also.
Yeah, yeah.
All
you're
right.
both in the top 30.
All right.
Okay. How are you? Everything
Skip Gruperis?
26.
God, this is rough. Okay, I don't...
Don't you listen to Wendy and my countdown show every Sunday where we catch out
a
favorite guest?
I don't want to know.
All right, you don't need
my self-esteem is very good right now.
It should be.
But that's before I've started any of my jokes.
It should be. Now, you're going to perform at Zany's, one of America's premier comedy clubs.
Not
this weekend, but next weekend.
Next weekend, yeah. I couldn't plug it next week because I'm on a cruise ship.
Where are you going?
Which I think I said don't even mention that.
No, you said not to mention the cruise.
Well, we're leaving Galveston on Saturday.
Do you do that song by Glenn Campbell?
It's a great song, Tim. You should do it.
You should do it for that.
People would love it.
You
cruise.
Know, I don't like that song.
Galveston.
I never liked that song. By the time I get to Phoenix, I mean, any song that's got geography in it.
Deep in the Heart of Texas. Would you do that one? Dun, 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 dun.
I had to
in
do
Texas,
it.
People
you know
can't
what?
Help
that's,
it when
you know
sing
what?
That song.
You're right about that. My shows would go over a lot better if I added Galveston.
Personalize it.
Deep in the Heart of Texas.
You should definitely do it.
Yellow Rose of Texas.
Yes.
Yeah.
All My Exes Are from Texas.
Do all those.
And
do a
little ZZ Top.
What was Tim?
Was that breakfast?
That was like a demon came out to say hello. Your demon has a very nice smile.
How?
That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, that's not it.
Try it again. Try it one more time.
How?
No, don't do it.
You do it.
How?
I'm a sharp-dressed man.
Oh. That's all you need to do.
This was tuned up perfectly
that
earlier.
That sounds great.
No, it sounds terrible. Okay. But you know what? I don't have to do a song now.
No, not yet. Whenever you're comfortable, we would like to hear a song. Will that happen today or not?
I don't know.
Near enough.
Yes. I'm very comfortable right now.
Yeah, well, you should be.
You're
amongst
excited.
Friends.
You know what? You say why I'm so happy. There's so many great things going on. I mean, there's terrible things going on in the
sure.
world. But I looked at my calendar today,
yeah.
and today is the birthday of Randy Jackson
today
of the
is?
Jackson 5. Not oh. Randy Jackson from American Idol.
Oh, yeah.
Not that one.
Yeah, but the
But Randy
Jackson, 5.
Jackson, you know, who's, you know, the family's from Gary.
Yeah.
You know, so it's local. And I was looking to see where they all ended up. And Jermaine,
yeah.
That's another story.
Yeah.
Marlin is living in the Shedd Aquarium.
It's a different Marlin.
He's part of the Marlin exhibition.
I think it's
there.
A different Marlin.
It's Marlin Jackson.
That's a fish, Marlin. Right. One's totally an I, one's an O.
No, it's different.
Okay.
How?
Their dad, Joe Jackson, who just passed away.
Yes.
Yes.
You know, had his problems, but I really like that song.
Is she really going out with him?
Out with
different
him.
Joe Jackson. Totally
who
different.
I liked.
Totally
who I
different.
Liked that.
He's
and
still alive.
You can see where Randy Jackson got some of his musical talent from his father.
Are you going to do your Jackson 5
out.
Chunk when you do the cruise from Galveston next week? Because people love this. Are you going to do it?
Yeah, of course. Of
gotta
course.
Do it.
It's standard.
You gotta
I mean, it wouldn't be
it.
A Tim Kavanaugh show without the Jackson 5.
No, it wouldn't.
Yeah, you know,
of course it wouldn't.
You know, Andrew Jackson, of They're, course,
not
is
the same
a great,
family.
Okay.
Keep going. You still haven't touched
okay,
on
here's
Kate
something,
Jackson.
Okay, here's something that is true about Randy Jackson that I just read.
What's
okay,
that?
Because I do research when I do this show.
Oh, you do? Yeah.
You know what? Yeah.
At least somebody
and,
does.
Yeah. Does Skip Gruperis do that?
No research at all.
By the
there
way,
is
Skip
not a
is
competition.
My friend. Skip is my friend.
Sounds
and I'm
like
just
it.
Joking. Okay, but I'm just saying. I don't think he probably bones up on it.
No,
you know,
he
before
doesn't.
He comes on the show.
No.
Don't say that.
But Randy Jackson. He got married to a woman named Alejandro.
Yes.
And he later on, they split up, and she married Jermaine.
Is that right?
That is correct.
Wow.
All right.
Is
that's,
that messed
I do
up?
Recall
is that,
that
messed up?
That is crazy. Kinda.
Yeah, and that didn't work out either.
Yeah.
So then she went with Marlon until someone pointed out he's a fish. And apparently she did not want to have children with gills.
You...
Which brings me to another one of your guests.
Yes.
Who's probably in your top 30.
Do I say who or not?
No.
Or not? All right.
No,
fair.
You know what I'm talking
that's
about.
Fair.
There's a guy who's got gills.
Oh,
supposedly.
Yeah.
You know, you two.
Harry Tynowitz, supposedly. Is that right?
He may have a gill.
Okay,
what?
That's all right.
Stop!
He may.
He's talked about it on the air, hasn't he?
He has. He and I have discussed it once or twice on the air.
Okay.
He's got, evidently...
I've known him a long time, and I never saw his gill.
He doesn't show every woman his gill.
Right.
Well, I want to see it.
You don't.
I do
no,
now.
You don't.
Take
no,
a day off so I can work with Harry and look at his gill.
And again, I love Harry. Okay.
Well, sure.
I'm going to be in trouble from every comic in the world because I've mentioned them all, and I'm just joking with them. But Harry's a great guy. But, you know, we've all
sounds
evolved.
Sounds like backpedaling
he does
now.
Comedy
we've
underwater.
All evolved from
oh,
fish.
God.
Right, we
have
we
all... yes, we've
but,
all
but our evolution rate is sometimes different than others. Some people
yes,
proceed
yes,
faster than
yes,
others.
Yes, I have a vestigial tail.
I was just
going to
ask if you had a tail.
Yeah.
Bill, you got a lot of crazy friends.
That's why we go into stand-up.
Because you can't sit down with the tail.
Wrong.
Come to my Christmas party, Wendy. It's like the shape of water.
You know what?
It's a lot of fun.
Wendy, you have to come to all my shows, and we're going to get like an ear thing.
Yeah.
Or you just say what the punchline is.
Yeah.
Okay, because she's beat me to the punch twice today.
I'm sorry.
No,
I know
no, no,
we're
no.
setting you up.
No.
But sometimes with you, I don't know if you've actually thought that through yet.
Did I tell you I do research?
Yeah, there's research.
Yes.
Yeah. And so far,
that's
I think
fine.
I've been right on.
So it
I'm
seems
sorry.
Like everything I've been
that's
saying.
That's a bad habit of mine. Bill
no,
is a former
funny.
Comic, so he knows not to step on your jokes.
No, I didn't have a punchline. You had it.
Oh, I thought you were setting yourself up for
no,
it,
no,
and I stole
no,
it.
No, I was just trying to.
You better do more research.
I know.
Not yet. Wait, we have to take a break. We'll take a break. Tim will do some research.
He's smiling still.
Okay, why is... Okay,
what?
Come see me at Zany's.
Yeah.
And so far I've given you absolutely no reason
no, people
to come
have
and
a
see
reason.
Me at Zany's.
They have a reason.
Bullpocky.
But you need to come because I actually have jokes and stuff.
All right.
I have an act.
Well, we'll get a taste of that when we come back. Are you okay with that?
I don't know.
We'll see. We'll
yeah,
see how
okay,
things play
yeah.
out. All right. Tim Kavanaugh is here. He's coming to Zany's. Not next week. He's on a cruise. But in 2 weeks, you can see him at Zany's.
In 2 weeks,
in
yes.
In 2 weeks. All right. More of this sort of behavior next. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. So you will be in Galveston next week on a cruise, but you
yes.
refuse to play this song.
Nope. I'm going. No, I've
you
changed my
it.
Mind. I've
will
changed
you do it?
My mind. It's all good.
You'll make
and this song
happy.
Was not written by Glenn Campbell. It was written by Jimmy Webb.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
So. I'll just add that to my webcast. Because that's.
Do you do a webcast?
No, I don't. No, I just.
You're
I throw
out.
Things out.
Yeah.
I just.
Why?
I don't. You know, as well prepared as I am for this show.
You seem very well prepared.
Research.
You don't. I'm not.
You're not?
I am, but I don't
but you
sound
had all
like
those
it.
Fun facts about the Jackson 5.
Okay.
Those don't just happen.
Let's just say facts.
Yeah, let's go with facts instead of fun facts.
Okay. Okay. Let me tell you some Halloween stuff.
Oh,
all right.
What do you got, Tim?
Okay,
we love them.
Okay, because, first of all, I've got the best costume this year.
What are you
going
to be?
Best Chicago costume.
Yeah.
I'm going to be Cyrus McCormick.
Oh, the inventor of the Reaper?
Exactly. All right. Because he has helped the Grim Reaper, who, of course, we all associate with Halloween.
Yes.
I mean, he was able to modernize it.
Yes.
And now the Grim Reaper can kill five times as many people
it's,
as
right.
he wants to.
The industrial.
If he wants to. He doesn't use it
right.
that way. But I mean, it's still pretty
that's
much...
That's excellent.
So, yeah.
Kids love Cyrus McCormick.
Yeah, and, you know, and he also invented spices.
Yeah. No,
which a lot of you know.
I think that might be a
and
different
And then
guy.
His great-granddaughter,
yeah.
Maureen McCormick...
Brady Bunch.
...was on the Brady
Marcia
Bunch.
Marcia Brady, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so can we have you do a song, please? You've had the guitar out. We're so anxious to hear a song.
Sorry, I had to do this.
That's not you playing, is it, Tim?
Where does this tie in?
This is Blue Oyster Cult. And the oysters you can also see down at the Shedd Aquarium
with Marlon Jackson.
And don't fear the reaper.
You tied it all in.
Don't fear the reaper. I love it. That was good.
Wasn't that great?
God, this show.
I had fun with you, Tim.
Does anybody ever listen to this?
No.
We don't air this. This is funny.
This does not go on the air.
All right.
All right. Here's a song from Tim. What should we know about this song, Tim?
Nothing.
Zero? It's best to not.
Nothing.
Are you upset? I hope you're not upset.
No, I'm angry at myself.
Why?
Do you want some reverb? Will that help your angriness?
No.
You don't want reverb.
No. This is comedy.
Rebar? Do you want some reverb?
This is not music.
What is this?
This is comedy.
All right.
There's a place in East Missouri they call Happy Holler. Take exit 8 off the interstate, then you'll see some signs to follow. I own a little restaurant there, serve hot dogs, franks, and wieners. On Monday we got pork and beans, and it's half price for seniors. So come on down and have yourself a Happy Holler weenie. Walk in a hungry man, soon a goblin you will be. Our waitresses are ugly, which is company policy. We have a spotless dining room, 'cause all our girls have their own brooms. Our food's great, I hate to boast. The word has spread from ghost to ghost. See, these are Halloween jokes that I put right in the song.
Yep.
Come by Saturday for fun. You can win an iPhone because we bob for apples. Okay, that one I couldn't come up with.
That's too hard.
A rhyme.
That was too hard.
For that.
So, keep going, you're fine.
Have yourself a happy Halloweeny.
Wasn't that something?
Jazz hands.
Wendy's doing jazz hands. That's the highest compliment you get from Wendy.
Thank you.
Tim, that was great. You wrote that.
Last night.
And is it that new?
Could you tell?
No. Seems like a standard.
Yeah, you know what? But I've been working. It's like, okay, what rhymes with apple?
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, whatever.
Snapple.
You know
how
what?
How can you write a song that quickly? You're so good.
No. God, this makes me feel good, okay? Because I just came on radio here in Chicago, big market.
Yeah.
And I stumbled through this song that I wrote, and her response, you are so good.
Yep.
I love you, Wendy.
I love you right back,
If you
Tim.
And Jimmy Mack don't work out.
We will.
There's a second option. You're the second option there.
We will work out.
That's excellent.
Would I move up into the top 10
guests
if I married Wendy?
No.
That's not how it works around here.
Tim. No.
It's Chicago. Come on.
Pay us off. Then you move up.
That's how we do things.
That's Chicago.
All right. Okay. I looked at my watch and it's like...
We're almost out of time.
No. Okay, so I got to do some riddles.
What do you got? Oh, riddles.
I got Halloween riddles.
Oh, a Halloween riddle?
The human Dixie riddle cup.
Go on,
All
Tim.
Right. Okay.
Go on.
What pop singer do ghosts love the most?
Britney Fears.
Oh.
Is that right?
That was a good one.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Oh.
What's your answer?
Michael Bublé. Bublé. Who's their favorite Dead singer?
Robert Goulet.
Oh, Bill.
You got it. That was
right?
Awesome.
Thank you.
All right. Where does Dracula keep his money?
In the blood bank.
Nope. BMO Harris. BMO Harris is where he keeps it. But that was a good guess.
BMO Harris is a good, that's a good answer.
Yeah. Yeah. A blood bank?
That's ridiculous.
What's wrong with you?
We have time for more. I love these.
Ridiculous.
We have time for 81 more. Tim. Do you have 81 more?
Okay.
No?
No, I ran
those
out.
Those were great. Will any of those be in your show at Zany's in 2 weeks?
No.
None of them?
No. Those are radio jokes.
You were right the first time.
Radio. But can I tell you one quick story about when I was growing up?
Yes.
I didn't almost say it, but it's... Okay. When I was growing up, my mother always used to try to make Halloween interesting when we were growing up. And she used to buy two kinds of candy to give out to the trick-or-treaters. She used to buy Smarties and Dum-Dums. Then she'd ask the kids trivia questions. You know, she thought it was kind of funny until our house burned down.
Yeah.
And that's when we all learned who dumb kids know a lot more about arson than you give them credit for. So... That's
making,
a joke.
You're
that's
making
a joke.
Me cry today.
You made
seriously.
Wendy cry,
and not
Tim.
In a bad way.
Come on.
Thank. I love you guys.
Well, thank you. We love you back.
Thank
it's
you.
Love fest. It's Tim Kavanaugh. Go see him at Zany's. Not this weekend because he won't be there.
I won't be there this weekend.
Next
but
weekend.
Next
Zany's
weekend.
In Chicago, right?
Zany's in Chicago on Sunday night. Zany's out in St. Charles.
Oh.
At the Pheasant Run Resort.
Yeah.
Thursday through Saturday. That's November 8th through 10th.
Go see Tim.
And then the 11th in Zany's downtown where I got my start
yeah.
in comedy. And don't be afraid going out to Pheasant Run because you think, oh my gosh, the pheasants have the run of the place. And they
it's
don't.
It's not like that.
It's not
anymore.
Like that. No.
It
used
it
to be.
Yep.
Used to be. But
if
now,
only there was a website to find out all
is
the
is there
dates.
A website, Tim? Zany's.com.
Zany's.com is where you go.
That's Tim Kavanaugh. Thank you, Tim.
Thanks,
great
you guys.
To see you. That's
thank
Tim Kavanaugh.
You.
Take a quick break. We'll get you some news and then more show. It's Bill and Wendy WGN.